In a recently released document, the UN Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights has prioritized giving special rights to sexual minorities on the basis of non-discrimination. Critics are concerned that activists would use a non-discrimination clause in a UN document to bolster their claim to same-sex marriage. Some Christian and Muslim groups are arguing that accepting sexual orientation as a protected category could deny religious faiths the freedom to speak about traditional sexual morality. Austin Roos is the president of the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute, which monitors the United Nations. He says that small committees at the UN often try to influence the interpretation of international law in order to impose their agendas.
Many countries are smart enough to ignore the comments of UN committees. But what happens is there's a tag team that goes on. A UN committee will make these types of pronouncements, which are non-binding, and governments may ignore them. But it is then picked up by law journals, it's picked up by lawyers, it's picked up by human rights advocates, it's picked up by judges, who will then initiate these types of proceedings in national courts. So, for instance, a year and a half ago, the High Court of Colombia struck down their abortion laws based on similar comments by the CEDAW committee related to abortion. So, no, it's not binding on any country, but what it does is it feeds into the sort of radical human rights movement, which are then initiated in national courts. So it is a very loud drumbeat for the radicals to begin initiating these types of proceedings.